Chapter 27. My mystery caller turned out to be Mr. Petrocelli. He was no warmer by phone than he had been in person. He wanted to meet. He didn't want Mrs. Petrocelli to know about it. Sooner would be better than later. The sound of my real name over the phone lines had left me rattled. I didn't want him in my apartment. The fact that he was using the phone number I'd given to Mrs. Petrocelli felt invasive enough. We finally settled on meeting at Faneuil Hall, at the east end of Quincy Market, at 8 p.m. Mr. Petrocelli grumbled about having to drive into the city, find parking, but grudgingly agreed. I had my own issues. How to strategically plan my shift break to coincide with the proper time, but I thought it could be done. Mr. Petrocelli hung up and I stood alone in my apartment, clutching the phone to my chest and working on finding focus. I was due at work in 17 minutes. I hadn't fed Bella, changed clothes, or unpacked. When I finally moved, it was to set down the phone and hit play on my answering machine. First message was a hang-up. Second message the same. Third message was my current client, who, come to think of it, didn't like the Valances after all. She'd just seen this great new window treatment at her friend Tiffany's house, and maybe we could start over, or if that was too much of a problem for me, she could just give Tiffany's interior decorator a call. Ciao, ciao. I scribbled a small note. Then I listened to three more hang-ups. Mr. Petrocelli, reluctant to leave a message, or someone else, desperate to get a hold of me. Suddenly, after years of isolation, I was a popular girl. Good news or bad? It made me nervous.